You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about the Trump administration wanting to, and Trump talked about himself, wanted to replace like food stamps for the poor and substitute with packaged food deliveries. Like you get a box of food instead of food stamps in place. Like maybe half of the food stamps would be replaced with actual food.
I heard about that.
Yeah, and the government would be directly in charge of that for 16 million low-income people.
But let me guess, that'll be more difficult, and people are already bitching that that's not what they want. They want what they know, and they want to keep their food stamps and all that other stuff because they can't really probably sell these boxes of food. Like they can trade $50 of food stamps in for $40.
I know in my mind, if I was in that situation, I'd rather have the stamp so I can buy exactly what I want.
Or?
With whatever conditions in a grocery store, you have a lot more choices than what arrives in a box. Now you just get what's in the box.
Or you can sell your food stamps, like a lot of people do.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But this lady, this article says, move over, Blue Apron. Uncle Sam's going to be delivering America's Harvest Box. And so, this is what the proposal is. An actual box of food, and there's a lady online who's like opening a box. Now, it doesn't say they're doing it already, but apparently she's got a box of food. Maybe they're trying it out, seeing how it goes. And she's like opening the box and reviewing the box of food on video. So let's listen to her as she opens a box of food and describes what she's getting.
Okay, y'all, I got a box today that came today. This is the food that Trump is going to deliver to us, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Look at our biscuit. Look at our biscuit. We got... Trump gave us some goddamn what's that supposed to be? Barbecue, pork, rib, and these is the biscuits. Hey, y'all, check the biscuits out. Look at the biscuits. Trump got us up, y'all. I can't believe this. So he gonna take our away. Give us some old dried ass biscuits. Look at this goddamn biscuit, y'all. Look at this. Look at that. So this is what he gonna replace our food stamps with. Okay? You Trump. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing me no goddamn favor. You could have kept all this in this box. Look at that biscuit. Hey, can somebody call Trump and tell him that? Ask him why the fuck our biscuits so goddamn hard. Look at this. Ain't nobody gonna, we gonna be there. Easy open now. People gonna be easy open. Cause this gonna get real, y'all.
People are going to be Ethiopian.
Not right. Happy with a box of food.
How about this? You get nothing. How about plan B?
Well, I mean, the biscuit.
How about you get nothing?
Brett, in the video, said it's an actual made biscuit packaged, like that's just hard.
I can't tell if it's frozen or not. Like, she opened up a couple of different packages. Sense.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, like JP said, you know, I don't know her situation.
So ribs, pork, that's horrible.
Right. There's like some chicken and rice thing.
What a mean, really? What a mean person for sending you, like, meat and everything else. Or it could be that they want to use it as an incentive to say, you know what, F this, maybe it's time for me to get off of this.
Right. I don't know her situation, but right. If you're not happy with free food,
suck it.
Then sell your smartphone that you're posting videos on and then go buy the food that you like, I guess.
No way. That's the Obama phone. Remember that chick? An Obama phone. Mitt Romney, he sucks. Do you still have that, Brett? No, she's great.
Yeah, apparently this stuff. Now, see, I don't think they're sending, we don't want to send boxes of food to send people crap. Because the thing is going to be milk, juice, poultry or fish, canned fruits and vegetables, peanut butter, pasta, like good stuff.
I'm going to go on.
Ready to eat cereal.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say she left that part out.
Canned meats, fruits, and vegetables?
Maybe. She focused on the dry biscuits. She's looking at the frozen biscuits.
And it's provided at half the retail cost. Yeah. So it's not eating up all your food stamps that way, which is, I mean, that's how they should do it. That's the right thing to do.
Here's Obama phone, lady.
Everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? You got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks.
Trump's right along with her.
She was great.
Romney, he sucks.
She was great.
Well, we'll see if this works. I mean, this lady says she got a box. It's still being proposed. It's in the budget. I don't even know if they're going to end up doing it, but we'll see.
Well, then how'd she get a box?
Maybe they're experimenting with it, like perfecting it, and she got one of the bad batches of food.
Wasn't there a dude that you had that did fast food critiques or whatever it was? You know, he got the reviews. Like she reviewed the box. Wasn't there a guy that you had?
What, Dame Drops?
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's on.
I don't know his name.
With a Barstool guy?
No, Dame Drops, he started off, I think, years ago doing, like, he reviewed, like, a Checkers burger or something like that, and it, you know, made its way around. He's then started doing reviews all over the place. Now he's on Rachel Ray all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he's, and he's trying to, like, do other stuff, too, with food reviews and restaurant reviews and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, baby!
That guy.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
Wasn't that over, like,
That was Little Caesar's
pizza,
bacon wrap pizza or something. I don't know if we have the full review. So let's bacon wrap pizza review. Yeah, let's see if this should be it here.
Oh, baby. Huh? Hold up. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. I grabbed my first slice. I didn't even properly pull it up out the box yet. And all I wanted to do was just touch the crust because I have bacon all up on the crust. What is that bacon wrap crust game like, baby? We about to find out. Yes, sir. This bacon is crispy. Little Caesars old beat my situation. First, we have crispy bacon on the crust that is extremely crunchy on that buttery crust. You know how Little Caesars gets down. But then they take it to the next step. They've actually taken pieces of the regular strips of bacon and sprinkled it all over the pizza, player. Little Caesars, you trying to get me in trouble? Ooh. That tomato sauce is crazy fresh right now. And again, I'm not going to stunt. I was the very first person. As soon as she unlocked the door, I went in and put my order in. So this is pizza number one. I don't know what pizza number 31 is going to taste like. I'm getting pizza number one off the top, off the muscle. That means your experience might be a little bit different if you start stunting and you want to get a pizza later. You better get that 11 a.m. pizza when they open the door, player.
Mm. I tell you what, let him review the box.
No kidding.
I got some ribs. I'm going to cook these up on the barbecue. God damn, these are good ribs. You know, Trump should hire him.
God, he's all right.
Trump should hire him, offer him $100,000. Like, go ahead, tell the world how great this box is. Jesus, some moist biscuits.
Believe me.
God damn, Donald Trump, you outdid yourself.
John is on line three. What's going on, John? Roger, JP, what's up?
And his pulled pork.
Not much. How you guys doing?
Damn.
Moist. It's moist.
It's moist pork. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, if these guys are going to be complaining about getting free stuff handed to them, like you said, all you got to do is the option number two, nothing.
Well, I know people who need help. I mean, you want
to
help.
I'm not trying to be cold-hearted or anything, but I got to pay for my own grocery bill. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like, you're eating off somebody else's dime. RGI is eating box food too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
It's this old stuff with the card. I've seen them getting potato chips, soda.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be eating steak and lobster if somebody else is paying for your meal, unless you're on a date.
All right, John.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it, but we are like, you know, we're a very wealthy country. I mean, not that we have to give people steak and lobster, but, you know, if we're going to send them a box of food in place of food stamps, you know, we just make sure it's healthy food that's good. That's all. I mean, she was making a comment about the biscuit. It easily could have just been a frozen biscuit.
I'll tell you this.
Everything else could be fine.
They start sending steak and lobster. Good. I'll buy somebody's box off them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Box of food.
Hey, right. Man, you know, everything goes by, it's all data now, media. I mean,
right.
You swipe that card. It's labeled for certain life-sustaining foods only. You can't buy snack food. You can't buy that. You buy something that's going to keep you alive because you're eating off my dime.
Well, if that's how they do it, then that's good. Then you don't even need to do the box.
And you can't buy.
They should do it.
You can't buy prepared foods either, right? Because doesn't the deli over here say no EBT on hot foods?
Yep. So you can't get like a pre-made sandwich or salad. We got to get the real stuff from the produce department or whatever.
Yeah, make it.
So that's all right.
I believe in helping people out, but give them a hand up, not a hand out. And it's getting to the point where it's like, well, I should be able to get better than everybody else for free. Negative.
Mm.
I'll buy that.
All right, John.
I like that.
No,
hand up, not a hand out.
Thank you, John. Yep. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Right? Did you come up with that one on your own?
No, I saw it somewhere. Just like the hand up, hand out. I know he saw that in the back of a car right before he called. Kenny's on line two. What's up, Kenny? You can only speak in cliches, Kenny. Go.
Right.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say I think it's a great idea that the box food, that way they can't scam the system. Well, they'll probably find a way to scam the system eventually, but maybe it'll give them an incentive to get off their butt and get a job.
Well, you know, I don't know how those two relate. But you don't give people bad food in order to put, you know, you give people good food so they can be healthy and have energy and go for interviews and go do the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. They could upgrade the food.
Right. Here's where the system is broken. And I had a friend of mine who went through this. He pissed me off, but I understood where he was coming from. But my whole thing was, what kind of message are you sending to your kids? Was he, after the recession, I guess in 2008, 2009, whatever it was, he lost his gig. Now, he was making a job where he was making $100,000 with a high school diploma.
Wow.
You know, damn near $100,000.
He lost it or quit
it? At the minute the recession came, he was easy to fire because he didn't have the employment experience and all that stuff. So he went on public assistance and he went on food stamps and he basically went on welfare as well. And I said, Tone, why don't you just go to... you know, get a job at Home Depot, do this. He goes, John, if I get a job, I get less money than if I stay home and do nothing. And that's where the system is busted, right there. Because why should you?
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of people's eyes, why should you get up and go to work when they're going to pay me more money to sit home on my ass and play PlayStation?
I remember our mutual friend Eddie years ago being in that situation where he said if he makes money over here, it takes money out over there. So he's like, even if he gets a job making money, it takes dollars out of his benefits.
Right.
He's like, he goes, how do I get out of this if I'm trying to make money here and climb out, but I still need that help? But then if I make $140 over here, they take the $140 out of the benefits. So now I'm back in the same place.
Right.
He says, how do I do this? Unless I make cash illegally on the side, I can't get ahead of those benefits. I'm like, I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know how that works.
And then you vote Democrat.
Is that what you do?
To keep the money coming. Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man. It really, really is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works. But.
You know, and, you know, no matter what happens now, like this plan with the box, you know, I understand this is one woman on YouTube.
Yeah, that's all.
And, you know,
it's an idea and a budget that's not true yet.
It'll gain speed. There's no doubt it'll gain speed. You know, and everybody's going to be, and, you know, he'll stick to his guns and be like, listen, this is just the way it's going to be. If you don't like it, go get a job, and you don't have to sweat right. it. That's what it's going to come out.
You'll still be getting,
say.
You know, a large amount of food stamp dollars, you know, along with the box of food. So I mean, that's not, I don't know, it doesn't sound horrible. If for some reason it helps save on the budget, so we have money for more things, and people are still getting a box of food, and it matches up with the number of dollars in the food stamps. I mean, if we can do that cheaper, then that's good. I mean, that's a good savings. It's a smart business sense to do that and give people healthy food. And then also they get the food stamps, so they have choices there. That doesn't sound bad.
I want to know who's got the, you know, who's putting those boxes together and sending them out.
I don't know.
Who's headed that for?
Where does all the food come from?
Where's the job?
Yeah, and there must be a whole, like, plant where these things get put together.
I don't know.
I wonder how to think. Because the same thing with the cheese. Remember, like, Simple in the 70s, right? We used to talk about this where, you know, you'd get the government would send you a check and be like, $110 every 2 weeks or something. And you could go get the government cheese. Which was big bars of like cheddar cheese in boxes.
It used to end up,
and they would be like in the backs of trucks. I don't know how you picked them up as a kid. I was never there, but
the backs of trucks explains a lot of things because it used to.
Well,
end up
at food pantries.
It used to end up at my house, but my father made most of his money in cash. You know, my father spent a lot of time off the books. And just so you know, he's paying for it now.
Is he?
He absolutely is.
Wow, this many decades later?
79 years old.
Because he doesn't have the Social Security.
No Social Security
build
money
up
coming
earnings.
In. There's no, I mean, he's got a little bit, you know, from when he was on the sanitation.
That's a good point. I don't think people think about that.
No, because you would think, you know, he was married to my mother. Saving wasn't an option, you know?
Right.
Saving wasn't an option, so... You know, he's paying, right now he's just living off his pension, of which my mother gets half, you know?
And it's smaller than it would have been if all the income was reported.
Right.
Nobody, not that Social Security is the best investment deal ever, but it would have been more than it is now.
Nobody off the books at 40 years old is saying, I should block 30% of this money and put it in the bank for, you know, when I get older. Nobody's doing that.
No, because you're trying to get by and live your life.
You have the money.
Right. You worry about it later at 40. You worry about it later. Right.
It's just like if you, you know, maybe let's just say you get a big old raise. You don't save more. You spend more because now you have it and you want to enjoy it.
Mm.
You know, it's just life.
Aries is on line 6. Hey, Aries, what's going on?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I was calling, yeah, because I listened to the conversation and whatnot, and JP was right where the system is broken. Like you said, even if you were working like I was, at the time when we got laid off, I took a part-time. So I was on public assistance. I was getting EBTs, but you know what? I was only getting $16 a month to feed myself.
How come so little?
And I was working. I have no clue. And I remember I was only working part-time until I could find something full-time. Mm-hmm. Anytime I needed assistance, I applied for assistance, and as soon as I got working full time, I was right back off. I was raised that way, you know. But if you mm-hmm. need the help, you need the help. But yeah. Where I work, like I was just telling him, it's kind of odd to see this every day. We do a big ground sweep, the whole, you know, all the maintenance and grounds crew, everybody gets together, has certain sections or whatever, and you check out the dumpsters and this and that. And I swear to you, I kid you not, all you find here is I can take a picture and show you. Let me see, I got Jordan boxes, name brand soda, I got snow crab leg shells everywhere. Every day, there's snow crab legs all over the place.
And they're all in the dumpster, but who's that from? What are you talking about? Like,
It could be from any one of the tenants. We got like 290 apartments here.
Oh, okay, and it's all low income?
Yeah, this is all low income housing. Yes, you have to be like on a four-year waiting list in order for you to move into this apartment complex.
Oh, and it's Jordan boxes, what?
And you're getting Alaskan king crab legs, that kind of thing?
God, I love king crabs.
Yeah, no, just the regular. I haven't seen the king crabs, but I see snow crab legs all the time. I mean, it never fails. And we just look at it, and we're over there busting our behinds, and we just look at it, and we just shake our heads like, wow, can't believe it. I say, here I am. Today I got to eat soup because I had to send my kid money for something. I said, but you over here just living it up with some snow crab legs off of my dime.
Is that what you're doing to get to the next paycheck? Because you had to send your child some money. You're just going to Friday?
Yeah, something might pop up, but, you know, of course, something might pop up just in order for you to make it. Like I said, I'm eating way cheaper just to make sure that my child is straight and make sure my bills are paid, because I don't know about you, but I like light in my house. I don't know how they do it.
Overrated. Get some candles and a lantern. You're good. So you expect too much.
Hey, listen, been there, done that. Air mattress on the floor. No. I'm moving on up like the Jeffersons, baby. You're absolutely right. It is broken, because how is a person like myself that actually goes to work, wants to work, and you know, has always worked, how am I supposed to feed myself for the whole month with $16, you know?
Dollar menu, bro. I don't understand how that works. Dollar for a cheeseburger.
That is a good deal, though.
Okay, and 30 days in a month.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So ask him for half a cheeseburger. That should get you. You just got to hope for more months like February. See if you can, you know, get some more 28-day months. You're right. For a dollar, if they're giving you 6 McNuggets, ask them for 3, and you can come back tomorrow and get the next one for nothing.
And get the other 3, man. As slim as I am, I don't need to get no slimmer.
Aries, you're from the Bronx. Where are your street smarts, bro?
I'm from Brooklyn, bro. Why you think I still know how to make it?
Good job, Aries.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
Too much month at the end of the money.
Yeah. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. We'll get to some more of your calls as soon as we get back. The number is 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 on Twitter, at Roger and JP. We are those two guys, and we will be right back.
You can see this video on right on at Roger JP Twitter of the lady opening up what she says is a box of food from Trump. So I guess that's a proposal in the budget is for the government to send out boxes of food value equal to half of the food stamps. And it'll be a little cheaper than just handing out all food stamps, but you'll still get the value of food. You know, I guess the government can produce this food cheaper than just giving out the money. So that's the idea, to save some money for the government. And here this lady is opening up the box of food, and she's not totally pleased.
I got a box today. It came today. This is the food that Trump is going to deliver to us, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Look at our biscuit. We got... Trump gave us the goddamn f***ing... what's that supposed to be? Barbecue, pork, rib, and these is the biscuits. Hey, y'all, check the biscuits out. Look at the biscuits. Trump got us f***ed up, y'all. I can't believe this. So he gonna take our shit away, give us some old dried ass biscuits. Look at this goddamn biscuit, y'all. Look at this. Look at that. So this is what he gonna replace our food stamps with. Okay? You Trump. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing me no goddamn favor. You could have kept all of this candy bar. Look at that biscuit. Hey, can somebody call Trump and tell him that? Ask him why the f*** our biscuits so goddamn hard. Look at this shit. Ain't nobody gonna, we gonna be there. Ethiopian, no. People gonna be Ethiopian. But this shit gonna get real, y'all.
Well, hopefully the food is better than that one biscuit. That.
People are gonna get Ethiopian.
If you give people good food, they'll be in a good mood. I'd like to put that on a bumper sticker. It is true, though. And, you know, people are like, you know, have on hard times, the attitude may not be exactly rosy and cheery. That's fine. Just give them what they need and don't, you know, I'm not going to worry about what they say. But hopefully the food is better than whatever that biscuit was that she did not like. Dan is on line five. He's been waiting. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey, guys, man, I saw something got me fired up the other day, so. I'm at the ATM taking out some of my hard-earned money, worked 70 hours a week, paid $30,000 in taxes last year.
Good God.
And it said, try your EBT card at this ATM. How in God's name is it possible to take cash out against your food stamps when you're supposed to be feeding your kids and yourself? And, you know, I don't get it. I'd
like didn't know you could do that.
About that.
You'd like to know what who thinks about that?
The Pope.
Oh, Jesus.
The Pope? Where does that come from?
You got 15 minutes?
For a sentence?
Right. You have...
Oh, the Pope is very compassionate.
To give...
Yes.
The people...
Yes.
The option...
Yes, Pope.
To have the cash...
Mm-hmm.
Or the dried as biscuits. Trump give dried as biscuits.
That's what I thought he said. I see.
Who
I see. Yes. Uh-huh.
Like
right.
Dried
as.
Biscuits.
Right. Well, not many people. Pope,
nobody.
Right.
Nobody. So give
the Pope,
me.
The Pope, very compassionate. So.
Give me the cash.
Ah.
Because
so
when.
You think it's good.
You give the people, you yes. give up the option.
Uh-huh.
To take the EBT to.
Yeah.
The ATM.
Right, right. And do you think it's a good thing for people to be able to...
With the Trump...
Uh-huh. Right.
And the dry...
Yes.
As...
Right.
Biscuits.
Yes.
No butter.
No butter.
It doesn't make any...
Sorry,
Pope.
Oh, the Pope has been played off. We're all going to hell. There's no question about it. My goodness. We thank His Eminence for being here. That was very good.
Sorry about that.
He seems to support the option for EBT cards at ATM machines, which it gives people options. That's very smart.
Right.
Very good. Oh, always good to have the Pope pop in for an hour and a half to do a sentence or two.
It's always good to play him off. That was fun. David is online, too.
Poor Pope.
David.
Hey, I saw a bumper sticker the other day in a car that made about the most sense I've ever seen yet. It says on the back, the U.S. government is not your baby's daddy.
Oh, my God. That's a bumper sticker?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a bumper sticker on the back of someone's car.
Think of the mindset of somebody who would put that on their car.
Thing I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, that's a meme. It doesn't have to be a bumper sticker.
I don't disagree with you there. That seems a little bit extreme.
But, I mean, it's true. It's 100% true because a lot of these people, they have these kids, and then they go to the government to get help raising them. So, I mean, you couldn't have a truer bumper sticker than that right there.
Right. Well, there's some people who make that decision. There's other people who have kids who just need help. You know, that's all. I mean, you know, it's hard. Whatever. You know, whoever the people need help, let's help them and, I don't know, not worry about it so much. But, I mean, we do help people and we do it all the time.
If they legitimately need help, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe they should have some.
Help. I mean, if it's legitimate, not just somebody else trying to make a buck.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we should have some people who are part of that government assistance thing, making sure that the needy people who really need it get everything they should get. And that there's nobody scamming and taking dollars away from people who are very needy. That's something we should do work better at.
Or at least that they're here legally.
Well, I mean, that's fine, too. Yeah, whatever. Whatever the checks are. Whatever the checks are. Just to make sure that all the money that everybody pools together to help poor people are actually helping poor people.
I bet
that the really poor don't get less than they should because somebody else is taking.
you want to create Lord of the Flies? I bet you if you told Americans who are on public assistance that the size of your food box or stamps, whatever it is, would grow by 50, 75, 100% if we stopped giving it to people who are here illegally, they would help ship them out.
Well, that's true. I mean, nobody
would help ship them out. There's no question about it.
Frank is on line four.
You know?
Good point. Hey, Frank.
It's Jay Frank. But anyway, Raj, what I would like to say is it's easy to bash somebody when you've never been in that situation.
Right. Not bad. Hold on, Frank. Frank, nobody.
A lot of people on EBT needs it.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to get worse. And for those that's bashing the ones that's getting it, all it takes is one simple instant, and you can be in that same predicament where you need it.
Right, but nobody's bashing.
Some of the callers might have a little bit.
Okay, yeah, but we weren't bashing. No. Roger and I didn't bash it. We were just saying that the system is broken. The system is broken when you make more money staying home from the government than you do if you go get a job at Home Depot. Broken.
Of course the system is broken. I mean, I've had the IRS tell me I owed them from 2008, and then 2011 tell me I paid them, and then in 2015 tell me I owe them $10,000 more.
Oh, my God.
The system's been broken.
Oh, Frank, that's a mess.
But there's so many people on the system to where it's going to be hard to fix it. And people are talking about people buying crabs and steaks and da-da-da with an EBT card. I don't care how they eat. You know what I'm saying? Just give them something to where they can eat. But all it takes is one accident, and you can be a recipient of an EBT card. So don't be on your high horse and thinking that you're all that because you got it going on. It don't take nothing but a simple instinct. You can wake up tomorrow and have a heart attack, and you need all the assistance that the government have. That's all.
Fortunately,
Frank, you make a good point. I mean, you're right.
Fortunately for me, my wife is really good at oral, so I could put her out on the street and make a good buck. You know?
Frank, that's not what you had in mind, was it?
Thank you.
Frank, I think Frank dropped his phone.
Take care, Frank.
A little shocked.
All right.
He didn't know she was available.
Right.
Well, thanks for the calls. I mean, maybe this box of food thing, maybe it'll be a good idea. Maybe not. We'll see. I mean, new ideas. Nothing wrong with new ideas.
And that concludes the social service portion of the program.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's just, everybody wants the same thing. They get people who need help to get helped.
Yeah.
Do it right. I mean, government's not great at that kind of stuff, but hopefully they get it done right and maybe a little better. Well, Roger and JP, it's the Bone Real Raw Radio.
You're searching for your mind, don't know where to start. Can't find the key to fit the lock on your heart.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.